Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's Max Strus being very diplomatic.
Good answer.
Yeah, it really was a really good answer.
I mean, he has no control whether he's playing or not. So.
It's just weird. I can't sit here and condemn the Cavaliers for what happened in the fourth quarter yesterday, because who wanted to play Philly or Miami in the first round? That could have happened. You know, then if you just play it out normally and you try to win the game, maybe you just get Indiana. Is that a better matchup than Orlando? Who knows?
Again, this is a time issue, right?
Yeah.
We are in the time right now. We're in that moment where, like, man, this looks shady. I don't know, man. I don't know if they should have done that. And it's the I don't know part of it that's keeping you, like, talking about this. Like, should they have done that? Should they have not done that? If they win, let's say they come in, they're a little bit healthier than they would have been, they blow out Orlando, they take down Boston, no one's ever going to question that. I don't think they're taking down Boston. But
you never know.
I'm just saying, it's there.
Gotta play
the game. If it works, then no one will ever remember. Oh, I remember the last game of the season when they, fourth quarter, didn't they pull the guys?
We have two favorite people from Geneva. One's Brian Anderson.
Yes.
The other is Sensitive Dave.
Sensitive Dave, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, guys. It's been a while.
How you doing?
Too long, Sensitive Dave. Too long.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Been busy and just haven't felt a need to have to cheerlead here lately.
All right.
So as far as the Cavs go, the Cavs had nothing to gain by winning that game. Nothing to gain. And no one's saying anything about Dallas tanking or, you know.
Oh, we don't work in Dallas.
That's basically my take. If anyone thinks, you know, Thibodeau had a soundbite earlier, you know, well, Cleveland does what they do and we do what we do. Oh, bull. If they were trailing that whole game or most of it because Cleveland was ahead most of that game, and it's just, wow, if Cleveland does the stupid thing and wins that game, we're losing for sure. So we got to hang, you know, I'm sure that's what they all – bottom line is every team does what's best for the franchise. That's what they do. That's what they get paid to do.
That is
so
true.
That's what they're trying to do. You know, that's my take on it.
Hey, Dave, you got a couple of days. Can you work up a playoff song for us and call back?
For you, Jeff, I will think about it.
Awesome.
Oh, not right. For me? Oh, I'm so sad.
Well, I asked.
All right.
Thank you, Dave.
Jeff asked Andy. It's for you. You know,
right. I'll ask next time. He's right.
Good to hear from you, Dave. Thank you, buddy.
Yep. Bye-bye.
There's Dave. I love Dave. Dave has come up with some fine songs for us.
He is our songwriter.
Which we appreciate. Mm-hmm. Andy is in North Olmsted. Hi, Andy.
Andy.
Jeffrey, Andy, and Dan, how are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thanks for calling, man.
Hey, anyway, a couple quick comments, and then I have a question for you guys. My first comment is my heart goes out to CPJ, makes a fantastic block, and then rolls his ankle. He was set up for a monster game. That's comment number one. Comment number two is the Orlando Magic. Let's talk about toughness. They split with us. The Wagner brothers are tough. When Bancaro doesn't settle, he's tough. Jalen Suggs is that guy on the floor, diving on the floor. They have the best kept secret in the NBA. He's been hurt forever, and now he's healthy. It's Jonathan Isaac.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know what? Wendell Carter, Joe Ingles, Markelle Fultz, Gary Harris, and Cole Anthony, they're pretty good NBA players, too.
They're not, Andy, you're right. They're a very interesting young team. They really are.
Jeff, I think this series has seven games written all over it. I give slight advantage to Cleveland because of home court. But I'm going to be honest with you. I go like Max Strus. My goal is to win the championship. We have a historically good number one seed in the East. You do everything you can if you want to really win a championship. So if we beat Orlando in a seven-game series and get waxed by Boston, I know you have to play the games. Let's be honest. So what? We took another step. And then next year, guess what? Detroit and Charlotte, Washington, they're not going to be in the playoffs. Oh, gosh, we don't want to play Miami. We don't want to play Philadelphia. And maybe I feel this way. Okay, I predicted 3-6. The only thing that didn't go right was the Cavs winning. And I do have a question I want to sneak in, but that's how I feel. Winning is a culture. What's our
culture? When we had LeBron, we didn't worry about who we were playing. We didn't.
Yeah, but Andy, you're right. That's the thing. And hey, think about this, you guys. Let's just take Philadelphia, for example. Joel Embiid right now, he's not playing like an MVP. Miami's been disjointed all year. You're not getting the best of those teams right away. And so I'm kind of disgusted. So let me ask you this, Jeff and Andy and Dan, right now, because it's going to happen. I hope Boston gets knocked off. Do we want Boston playing Philly or Miami? What do you guys think about that one?
I think Philly's the tougher team
mm-hmm.
if Embiid is even 80% of what he's supposed to be. So I would think either way, think about those two series. You know, New York's going to draw if the Sixers and the Heat do what they're supposed to do, one of them is going to be playing New York and one of them is going to be playing Boston. And those are phenomenal first-round playoff series. Andy, those are going to be fun. And I don't know if it matters one way or the other. I have a ton of respect for Joel Embiid. I think he's outstanding. So to me, Andy, he's the guy to keep an eye on. The Guardians are playing in Boston today.
Mm-hmm.
And they're starting shortly.
Patriots Day.
And why do they do that, Andy? Boston Marathon. They celebrate like absolute crazy. And
one of the celebrations.
By golly, we're going to get you ready for it right now. Red Sox, Guardians, Patriots Day. That's the way to get her done, isn't it?
Let's go, Jeff.
Yes, it definitely is, gentlemen. And so your starting lineup brought to you by KC Roofing for your Guardians today. Stephen Kwan will be hitting leadoff in left field.
Been terrific.
He's been very good. Andrés Giménez hitting second in the lineup. Second base he will be playing for this one.
He's been terrific.
Jose Ramirez hitting third, designated hitter. Josh Naylor, first base, hitting fourth for the Guards. Bo Naylor will be hitting fifth at catcher. Ooh, so you have back-to-back
Naylors.
Wow. Yes.
I wonder if brothers have ever hit back-to-back home runs in Major League Baseball. I'm sure. I don't know who it might be.
Elmers? Maybe.
I don't know.
Be my only guess.
Sandy was under the weather this weekend.
Sorry to hear that.
Mm-hmm. I like that. It's interesting. Back-to-back Naylors.
Tyler Freeman hitting sixth, playing center field. Estevan Florial will be in right field. He'll hit seven.
By the way.
Oh, that was fun. Yeah.
Is he onto something now?
Onto something. I was making sure I heard that right.
Well,
nice.
Is he onto something?
He's looking pretty good. Last couple games. Good for him.
Be nice. We'll take anything we can get offensively for this ball club.
Yep.
So, Gabriel Arias will play third base. He'll be hitting eighth in the lineup. And at shortstop will be Brian Rocchio hitting ninth. And that, gentlemen, is your starting lineup brought to you by KC Roofing.
Rocchio had a little bit of a struggle, Andy, at the plate. I hope they stick with him and just keep giving him at-bats and we see where he goes. Although Arias hit a terrific opposite field home run.
Brothers have hit back-to-back home runs twice in Major League Baseball.
Oh.
The Uptons did it.
Oh, okay.
And Justin? And BJ and Justin, they did that. And then there was one a long time before that.
Okay. All right, there you go.
Lloyd and Paul Warner were the other two. 1938 Pirates. We were at that game. It was great.
Nice.
Yeah, it was fun. Wore my suit. I wore my wrong suit that day.
They were good, actually.
Yeah.
Jeff Shadell covers a lot of things for the News Herald, including Cavs basketball. He kind of ruffled a couple of feathers yesterday in the postgame press conference. But we like guys who ruffle feathers. And we like Jeff. He's next right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.